following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to Medicinal Magic, everything comes back to the body. In this podcast, I will be discussing the highs and lows of the medical field along with crucial medical news. I'm your host, DJ Red. Welcome to my podcast series, Medicinal Magic, Episode 3, Antibiotic Fighters, brought to you by a first-year nursing student. Antibiotic resistance. Many people don't realize just how important the topic of antibiotic resistance is, and I admit I only learned about it a few years ago. Antibiotic resistance happens when bacteria changes and becomes stronger, making them hard to treat with antibiotics we usually use. This is a significant problem because it makes infections tougher to handle and can lead to serious health issues, longer hospital stays, and even death in some cases. What is antibiotic resistance? To understand antibiotic resistance, we need to know what antibiotics are and how they work. Antibiotics are medicines that fight bacterial infections. They either kill bacteria or stop them from growing. However, over time, some bacteria can learn to resist the drugs and mutate. Genetic change. Bacteria can change their DNA through mutations. For example, a bacteria might alter its outer structure so that antibiotics can't enter its cell. This change can happen randomly and allows the bacteria to survive even when exposed to antibiotics. Sharing resistance. Bacteria can also share resistant genes with each other. This sharing occurs through a process called horizontal gene transfer. For instance, if one bacterium spreads resistance, it can pass that resistance to nearby bacteria, quickly spreading the bacteria. This means that even bacteria that has never been exposed to antibiotics can become resistant just by being close to the resistant strains. Biofilms. Some bacteria can form thick layers called biofilms. These biofilms are sticky and help protect bacteria from antibiotics. They often form on surfaces like medical devices or even within the body, making it much harder to treat infections associated with them. Biofilms can be found in various places, from catheters to dental plaque, illustrating how common the issue is. What causes antibiotic resistance? Understanding the cause of antibiotic resistance can help us find solutions. Here are some of the main factors contributing to this issue. The overuse of antibiotics. One of the biggest reasons for resistance is that antibiotics are often overprescribed. Doctors may give them for illnesses like colds or the flu, which are caused by viruses, not bacteria. For example, many patients go to their doctors expecting antibiotics for a cold, even though these medications won't help. This overuse contributes significantly to the problem of resistance. According to the CDC, nearly 30% of antibiotic prescriptions in outpatient settings are unnecessary. Misuse of antibiotics. Sometimes patients don't use antibiotics correctly. They might skip doses, not finish their prescriptions, or take them for the wrong reasons. For example, if someone feels better after a few days of antibiotics and then stops taking them, they may leave behind bacteria that can survive and develop resistance. Consider a patient with a urinary tract infection. If they start feeling better after a few days and decide to stop taking their antibiotics, they risk allowing resistant bacteria to take hold, making future infections harder to treat. Studies show that patients who stop their antibiotics early are more likely to experience a reoccurrence of their infection. Spontaneous resistance. Some bacteria can naturally develop resistance through genetic mutations without any outside influence. This means that resistance can arise even in the absence of antibiotic pressure. Some bacteria have shown remarkable abilities to develop resistance during the course of treatment of antibiotics. Transmitted resistance. Resistant bacteria can spread from person to person. If someone has an infection with resistant bacteria, they can easily pass it to others through close contact or shared surfaces. For example, MRSA can be found in schools, gyms, and hospitals, especially among people who are in close quarters at all times. An outbreak in a high school wrestling team can serve as a reminder of how quickly resistant bacteria can spread in close-knit groups. Environmental factors. The environment also plays a role in the spread of antibiotic resistance. For instance, when antibiotics are improperly disposed of, they can enter waterways and the environment, contributing to resistant bacteria found in the environment. Studies have detected traces of antibiotics in rivers and lakes, which can promote the development of resistant bacteria in those ecosystems. Wastewater treatment plants often struggle to remove all antibiotics from the water they process, leading to environmental contamination. Why is antibiotic resistance a big deal? The rise of antibiotic resistance is a serious issue for several reasons. Increased health risk. Infections that used to be easily treatable can become life-threatening. For instance, a simple throat infection can turn into a serious condition if the bacteria is resistant to the antibiotics given. The potential for routine surgeries becoming riskier and a significant concern. Longer hospital stays. Patients with resistant infections often need to stay in the hospital much longer. The CDC estimates that antibiotic resistance leads to about 2 million illnesses and 23,000 deaths each year in the U.S. alone. Someone with resistant pneumonia infection might have to stay in the hospital for weeks, which is tough both on their health and their finances. The added stress of the healthcare system can lead to increased wait times and reduced access to care for other patients. Higher death rates. Antibiotic-resistant infections are linked to higher mortality rates. Conditions like sepsis can become fatal if the bacteria is resistant to available treatments. According to some studies, mortality rates for patients with resistant infections can be significantly higher than those with non-resistant strains. The World Health Organization, WHO, predicts that by 2050, antibiotic resistance could cause around 10 million deaths globally every year, surpassing deaths from cancer. Impact on medical procedures. Many medical procedures, such as surgery and chemotherapy, rely on effective antibiotics to prevent infections. The rise of resistance threatens the safety of these procedures, making them riskier. For instance, surgeries that require implants or prosthetics may become increasingly dangerous without effective antibiotics. Economic burden. The economic impact of antibiotic resistance is staggering. The CDC estimates that antibiotic-resistant infections cost the U.S. healthcare system about $20 billion each year, and an additional $35 billion in lost productivity. For example, if a patient with a resistant infection requires multiple treatments or a longer hospital stay, the cost will skyrocket, affecting both the families and the healthcare system. How can we prevent antibiotic resistance? Smart prescribing. Doctors should only prescribe antibiotics when absolutely necessary. They need to do tests to confirm bacterial infections before giving out antibiotics. This practice is sometimes referred to as antibiotic stewardship. Public awareness. Educational campaigns can help inform the public about when antibiotics are appropriate and why it's important to finish and prescribe courses. Programs like Get Smart, Know It When Antibiotics Work aims to spread this message. Good hygiene. Practicing good hygiene, such as regular hand washing and safe food handling, can reduce the spread of bacteria. Healthcare facilities should implement strict infection control practices to prevent the spread of resistant bacteria. Vaccines are a powerful tool to prevent infections that might require antibiotic treatment. Getting vaccinated for diseases like influenza and pneumonia can significantly reduce the need for antibiotics. Ongoing research and surveillance are critical for tracking resistant patterns and developing new treatments. Understanding how resistance can spread can help in crafting effective strategies to combat the resistance. Antibiotic resistance is a worldwide issue that needs countries to work together. Organizations like the WHO are creating strategies to combat resistance on a global scale, including promoting the responsible use of antibiotics. Real-life examples of antibiotic resistance. The case of the superbug. In 2016, a woman from Pennsylvania made headlines after being diagnosed with an infection, which was caused by a strain of E. coli that was resistant to colistin, one of the last resort antibiotics used to treat severe bacterial infections. This case was particularly alarming because the presence of the MCR1 gene in E. coli, which signified that even colistin, previously effective against multidrug-resistant infections, was no longer a reliable option. The E. coli infection was linked to the use of colistin in livestock farming, which had been used for years to promote growth and prevent diseases. This practice raises concerns about antibiotics used in agriculture. A resistant bacteria can spread from animals to humans through the food supply or environmental exposure. Furthermore, this incident sparked a broader conversation about antibiotic stewardship, the responsible management of antibiotic prescriptions. It illustrated the urgent need for better infection control practices in healthcare settings and emphasized the importance of regulation regarding antibiotic use in farming. The rise of MRSA. MRSA has become a significant concern in both hospitals and communities. Initially identified in the 1960s, MRSA infections are often difficult to treat and can lead to severe health complications, including bloodstream infections and pneumonia. Hospitals have implemented stricter hygiene measures such as improved hand-washing protocols, the use of personal protective equipment, and regular screening for MRSA in high-risk patients. Despite these efforts, the MRSA continues to pose a challenge, particularly in crowded environments like nursing homes and gyms where close contact is common. The persistent issue highlights the importance of ongoing education and vigilance among healthcare providers and the general public. It emphasizes that awareness and prevention strategies must evolve continually to keep pace with the challenging landscape of antibiotic resistance. The impact of antibiotic use in agriculture. Antibiotics are often used in livestock to promote growth and prevent diseases, a practice that has significant implications for human health. When animals are given antibiotics, they develop resistance to these antibiotics in their bodies. These bacteria can then enter the food supply, posing risk to consumers. For instance, a 2015 study conducted by the FDA found that antibiotic-resistant bacteria were prevalent in various meat products sold in grocery stores. This raised alarm about our safety of food supply and the potential for consumers to unknowingly ingest resistant strains. The study highlighted the need for stricter regulations on antibiotic use in agriculture to mitigate the risk of resistance transferring from animals to humans. Runoff from farms can contaminate water sources, leading to the spread of resistant bacteria in the environment. This complicates efforts to control antibiotic resistance, as it creates a reservoir of resistance that can affect both animals and human health. By understanding these cases, we can see the urgency of implementing effective antibiotic stewardness, enhancing infection control practices, and regulating antibiotic use in agriculture. Collectively, these efforts can help preserve the effectiveness of antibiotics and protect public health for future generations. Antibiotic resistance is a major public health challenge with serious implications for our health. Healthcare systems and economies is crucial for everyone to understand what it causes and how we can work together to combat it. Thank you for listening to my podcast. This is DJ Red.